Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Alan Tate. The dates of Alan Tate are from 1899 to 1979. And Alan Tate was an American poet, teacher as well as a novelist. And he is particularly famous as an exponent of New Criticism. And in both his criticism and poetry, he emphasized the writer's need for a tradition to adhere to. And he found his tradition in the culture of the conservative agrarian South. Now you must recall that in the United States, the north side of USA was industrialized, whereas the south part of United States was more agrarian. And Alan Tate was one of the members of the Fugitive Group of Poets. And the Fugitive Group of Poets had their own magazine called The Fugitive. Okay, this was the name of the magazine also, The Fugitive. And he also contributed to the book called I Will Take My Stand. Okay, I Will Take My Stand, which was published in 1930. Now, this was just a kind of manifesto of the agrarian group of poets. Okay, so Alan Tate was both a member of the Fugitive Group of Poets as well as the agrarian group of poets. And in this book, I Will Take My Stand, this is basically a defense of the traditional agrarian society of the South, the Southern United States. And as I said that Alan Tate is also famous as a poet. And the best known poem written by Alan Tate is Ode to the Confederate Dead. Okay, Ode to the Confederate Dead. It was first published in 1926. And in the title, the dead symbolize the emotions that the poet is no longer able to feel. Okay, Ode to the Confederate Dead. And despite his commitment to developing a distinctly Southern literature, Alan Tate's many works, including his many poems, frequently made use of classical reference and allusions. And his early writing was profoundly influenced by French symbolism and also the poetry and criticism of T.S. Eliot. So from an exam point of view, you should remember that Alan Tate is famous for his contribution to New Criticism. After that, he was a member of the Fugitive Group of Poets as well as the Southern Agrarians. This was also a group of poets or writers. And these writers critiqued modern industrial life by invoking romanticized versions of Southern history and culture. And as I said that the South of United States was more agrarian at that time. The North was more industrialized. And an important question from an exam point of view can be, they can ask you, who were the members of the Fugitive Group of Poets? Then ek to maine aapko bataya, Alan Tate was a member. After that, John Crow Ransom. Third, Robert Penn Warren. Fourth, Donald Davidson. Fifth, Merrill Moore. Okay, to ye panch naam aap yaad rakhna. All of these were members of the Fugitive Group of Poets. And also remember that Alan Tate's best known poem is called Ode to the Confederate Dead.